Tell me why you gave her notice.
There was a rat in my room. She refused to hire an exterminator.
His landlord saw him as a pest.
He got annoyed. He was moving out. You probably had had words with him.
So his next move...
I didn't have him arrested.
Yes, you did. Oh, yes, you did.
...was to a jail cell.
You want me to read what you said to the police? Huh? You, madam, are a liar.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom. Judith Scheindler. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Joseph Bartone is suing his former landlord, Evelyn Hansen, for having him falsely arrested for assault and for the return of his security deposit.
Order. All rise.
That's case number 534 on the calendar in the matter of Bartone versus Hansen.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat.
Ms. Hansen, which one of these two men is your son?
They are both my sons. Jason, in the purple shirt, is my oldest son. He's my witness to the assault.
All right, stand up. I have some questions for you. I'm drawing your attention to the 20th of December. On that date, you received a telephone call, according to papers that I've read, from your mother.
Yes.
I want you to tell me exactly, sir, what you remember that conversation was with your mother.
Okay. I was up in Big Bear with my brother. My mom called. I heard Joe pretty much yelling in the background.
Joe. And you know him because he's been a tenant of your mother's for 3 years.
Yes. Roommate.
What do you mean, roommate? No. I'm talking to you. Did they share the same bedroom?
No, they did not.
Is it your mother's house?
Yes, it is.
Then he's a tenant.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, so you knew him?
Yes.
Because he's been a tenant for 3 years. And you heard him screaming in the background?
Yes, he was saying, give it back to me, give it back to me.
What about your mother? What was she saying to you?
She wanted me to know that...
No, don't tell me what she wanted you to know. What did she say to you?
She said that Joe was there. He was yelling. She just wanted to be as a witness in case anything happened.
So she said, he's yelling, and she wants... Listen. Stop that. It's annoying. She wanted you to be a witness in case anything happened.
Yes.
And you heard him yelling in the background, give it back, give it back.
Yes.
What's next?
After a while, Joe said...
What do you mean after a while? You mean you heard nothing for a while?
No,
or your mother was talking to you?
The yelling was continuing. My mom was talking to me after about...
What was your mother saying to you?
I don't exactly remember the conversation. It was...
But she was talking to you.
Correct.
And?
Joe said that if you don't give it back to me, I won't give your phone back. I heard some scuffling, and then I heard a click. I tried calling back.
Just a second. Give it back, give it back. Yes. And if you don't give it back, I will not give your phone back.
Correct.
And then you heard some noise.
Yeah.
And then you heard a click.
Yes, the phone disconnected.
That's all you know?
Yes.
So what did you do?
I tried calling back. I couldn't get hold of her. I then called the police.
And what did you tell the police when you called them?
Exactly what I told you, that my mom had...
Fine. Do you have the police report or the report of your call?
Your Honor, the...
Don't speak. Okay, sir. This is your lawsuit. Twofold. You want your security deposit back because you were a tenant of Ms. Hansen's for 3 years. How much of a security deposit did you give her?
I gave her $900, Your Honor.
Is it in December that you gave her a two-week notice that you were moving out?
Yes, it was about 2 weeks before the incident on my birthday. Yeah.
Where were you going?
Where was I moving to? I hadn't decided yet.
Tell me why you gave her notice.
It was the repeated infestation of a rat. She was treating the rats with X-lax, and it wasn't working. She refused to hire an exterminator. Finally, I offered to buy a cat to at least scare the rat out of my room. And when I did, she charged me $200 for a cat deposit, which I then knocked down to $50 as long as the cat would never leave the room. And I finally threw up my hands in disgust and said, I'm moving out.
Okay. So it was a fight over what you considered unsanitary conditions.
Correct.
Back to you. You live with your mother?
No, I do not. I live in San Diego.
Are you in regular contact with her?
Yes, I am.
When for the first time did she tell you that she was having trouble with rodents in the house?
She's never told me that.
Mm-hmm. I believe him, you know, that the reason he gave notice was because he was having a rodent problem in the room. You understand that?
I do.
Have you discussed that with your mother subsequently?
No, I have not.
Now, Mr. Bartone has lived in your mother's home for 3 years. When for the first time did she complain about his behavior towards her?
I don't recall. She's off and on for...
No. I asked you a question, so I want you to think. Was it the first year, the second year, the third year, or prior to this, never?
I would say the second year.
And what did she say to you the second year?
Just that he was emotional. He would, I don't know, blow situations up, make them more elaborate than they had to be.
What did you say to her?
I did not get involved.
You didn't say to her, if he's emotional, maybe you should have him leave?
I did suggest it, but...
Are you making this up as...
No, I'm not.
Okay, so you said, I think you should make him leave, and what did your mother say?
I didn't say that I think she should make him leave. I said if she's having problems, she might want to consider it.
And she said?
She said that he's a good tenant, he always pays his rent, and other than his emotionalism, she never had a problem with him.
Now, when for the first time did your mother tell you that Mr. Bartone had taken her glasses?
I can't remember an exact date.
Think of an approximate date.
The only time I could think of specifically was right around the time of this incident.
Well, tell me about it. You just said the only thing I can think of specifically. Tell me about it.
I don't remember details. I can't.
I want you to remember details. So you remember details of the conversation that happened almost 2 years ago with your mother about his emotionalism. That's your quote.
Yes.
Now I want you to think about what your mother told you about him taking her glasses.
I can't think of anything specific.
Well, you know why I'm asking you the question, sir? Because that was the basis of your mother having him arrested. So it would seem to me that she would have made a big deal about that and at least told you about that. She called you so you could bear witness in case there was an incident. The whole gravamen of her assault case was that he grabbed the glasses off her face. You don't remember specifics about that?
I just remember specifically the phone.
I'm asking you after the phone. Your mother had him arrested. He was taken to jail. And I assume that if she called you in Big Bear, she must have called you subsequently to say that he was arrested.
Yes.
And if you were her son, you would say, what happened? Right?
Yes.
Because that's what would happen. And it would seem to me the first thing that your mother would tell you was he assaulted me by pulling my glasses off my face.
All I remember her saying is that the phone was taken. That explained why there was a scuffle and a disconnection.
Well, then it couldn't have been a big deal, right?
Just means I don't remember.
It couldn't. No. Then it couldn't have been a big deal. Now you can sit down.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I moved his shoes to the next room. That's what you wrote here.
Yes.
Now I'm going to read to you what you told the police. Of this job.
And later today,
I gave her my rent money by December 4th. I came home 2 or 3 days later. They were sharing a bed. My stuff's on the couch. I said, forget it. I just slept on the couch and I started looking for a place the first chance I got.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Joseph Bartone says former landlord Evelyn Hansen falsely accused him of assaulting her. He is suing for a false arrest and for the return of his security deposit.
So this is what happened. He gave you a 2-week notice, and he gave you a 2-week notice, Miss Hansen, because there was rat infestation in his room. Pay careful attention. After he gave you the 2-week notice on the date of this incident, you came downstairs and you saw he had left his hiking boots or shoes where he shouldn't have. Is that correct?
I tripped over them. I didn't see them. I tripped over them. But they were in the
Just
walkway.
A second. You have to understand something. When you tell the truth all the time, you don't have to have a good memory because I have several different statements, Miss Hansen. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
So you are telling me, and you're swearing under oath now, that you came downstairs and you tripped over his shoes. Well, is that what you're telling me?
I hadn't been upstairs because then I couldn't lay down when I slept because of swollen lymph nodes in my
back. I don't care.
I was on the living room couch.
Listen to me carefully. Either you tripped over his shoes didn't trip over his shoes.
Yes, I did.
I have two different statements here, both under oath. Either you tripped over his shoes or you just saw his shoes and they were in the wrong place. And you moved them because you didn't want somebody else to trip over them. Which was it?
I tripped over them. I didn't want anyone else to do that as well. It was 2 o'clock in the morning. I moved them both, one under the table.
How did you move them?
I couldn't.
No, don't look at me because I have two statements. Maybe I'll have more. How did you move them? Physically, how did you move them?
I was going forward when I tripped over them. I wasn't strong enough to lean over and pick them up, just having been out of abdominal surgery. I turned around, braced myself against the doorway, and moved it with my foot.
Evelyn Hansen, being duly sworn, deposes and says, on December 20th, I was downstairs in the living room. Joseph had placed his shoes in the doorway to the dining room. I was worried that my other tenants or I would trip over them.
Yes.
I moved his shoes to the next room. That's what you wrote here.
Yes.
Now I'm going to read to you what you told the police. I love this job. Evelyn said in the morning she had come downstairs and tripped over a pair of shoes he had left on the floor.
Yes.
Well, they're two inconsistent statements, madam. They're inconsistent with each other.
I hadn't come downstairs.
No, now listen to me. They are two inconsistent statements. I know what happened. And if you think you're smarter than I am so that you're going to be able to get over on me, you are not. You saw his shoes. He had no right to leave his shoes where they didn't belong. You got annoyed. He was moving out. You probably had had words with him. You took his shoes and you put them someplace. That's what happened. And he came in and he asked you for his shoes. And when he asked you for his shoes, what did you say to him?
I told him to look in the dining room.
No, that's not what you said at all.
Sorry.
That's not what you said at all. Want me to read to you what you say you said? No. He says you didn't tell him because you said to him, I don't want to tell you. And you didn't tell him they were in the dining room. According to you, according to this deposition, you said, I moved him to the next room. That's what you told him. And maybe you were irritable. Maybe if you had surgery, you were taking some medication. Maybe you were feeling out of sorts. And you got annoyed when you saw his shoes in the wrong place. All of that I understand. Having him arrested, I don't. Having him taken into custody, I don't. We understand each other. We understand each other.
I didn't have him arrested.
Yes, you did. Oh, yes, you did. You had him arrested because you're a liar about the glasses, because the glasses are the reason that you had him arrested. You say he wanted his shoes back, there was a scuffle, and he grabbed your glasses off your face. That was the only physical contact that you alleged to the police, and the only physical contact that you don't tell your son about. Your son who talks to you all the time, who you called on the phone so he could bear witness to what was going on. That you didn't tell him. Right?
I just said I don't recall the glasses.
Right.
The glasses happened after the phone had been taken away.
It's not what I asked him. Right. I said when he spoke to his mother subsequently, did she mention the glasses? That's the only assault. And if I was speaking to my son and somebody grabbed at my face and pulled my glasses off, and that was the reason that I had made a police complaint and allowed him to be arrested because you told the police you wanted him arrested. You want me to read what you said to the police? Huh? Based on the above statement by Evelyn, I placed him under arrest for battery and he was handcuffed. He was transported to jail, booked and confined. If you didn't want to have him arrested, all you had to do was say, I don't want to have him arrested. You know, this was all blown out of proportion.
It wasn't.
But then you had to come up with something. But then when I would have spoken to my son the next day, if I were assaulted by having somebody grab glasses off my face, that would have been the first thing I said to my child. Either of my children, right?
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today...
Where had you been sleeping?
In the bed with her, because we were dating. But she doesn't want to say this to everyone because she was lying to everyone about it. She's afraid he was going to take her trailer out from under her because he is the priority leaseholder, not her.
That is a lie.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Joseph Bartone says former landlord Evelyn Hansen falsely accused him of assaulting her. He is suing for a false arrest and for the return of his security deposit.
Where's his security deposit?
It was spent on damage to the
house. That's too bad. He gets it back. And he gets back the rest of what he's requesting, which is $5,000 for false arrest. Because you, madam, are a liar. He may have yelled at you. He may have lost his temper because you took his shoes and you hit him. And that's not a nice thing to do, to lose your temper and to shout. But shouting is not assault. And you are cunning, manipulative lady who was going to pay him $5,000. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $5,000. That's all.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
I have terminal cancer.
Both my parents died of cancer.
He perceived a weakness.
I have great sympathy for her.
Like any bully.
Certainly I'm not a bully. I'm a big guy, but I'm a sweet guy.
He came after me.
And I'm so glad that now in a public forum, people know the truth.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Wilson versus Cousins. Step forward.
24-year-old Amanda Wilson is suing her ex-roommate, 22-year-old Brian Cousins, for unpaid rent and for ruining her furniture and DVD player.
Miss Wilson, the defendant was a friend. You claim that he moved in and he didn't pay his rent. And then at one point he damaged some furniture of yours. Okay. When did he move in?
August.
August what?
I want to say around the 23rd.
Did he pay September's rent?
No.
Did you pay September's rent?
I paid rent for every month I was there, equal to the amount of $220, if not more.
That's a lie, Your Honor.
How much did he pay in September?
September, I believe...
Don't guess. If you don't know, say I don't know.
He paid $200.
I don't believe you, because that's a guess.
No, his brother let him borrow $100, and then he also pawned his bass guitar.
And how much did he pay in October?
Nothing.
That's a lie. Actually, Your Honor, the first month I was there, my brother lent me $100, and when he couldn't loan me the other $100, I did sell one of my guitars. The following month, I sold my second guitar for $100, and then I sold my sword collection to my best friend in my hometown for $150, and I pawned my Nintendo Wii to pay a portion of her remaining rent because she didn't have a job at the time, and I was still looking for one myself.
In what month was that?
That would have been towards the end of October. And then November, I paid with my checks from work because I started working for a job. And then in December, I paid $360 for rent. Plus, I had to borrow another $50 from my brother to pay the remaining amount of hers because she still did not have a job.
Your Honor, that is a lie. We pay $200 a month split between three people. But I also have to pay electricity. I have to pay for gas. I was paying for food.
Did you give him rent receipts when he paid you?
No, I did not because
well,
I thought...
how do you expect me to make a determination as to which one of you was giving me an accurate story? You don't know how much he paid you each month. And he says he paid you every month. And some months, he covered your rent because you weren't working. How do you expect me to decide that?
He did help me with rent, but that was part of the money he owed me.
How do you expect me to figure it out if you, as the landlord, did not give him a rent receipt?
I have proof of what was owed. The $200, because it varies every month. Because we have water, sewer, and trash. He did pawn his bass guitar. He did pawn an acoustic guitar. And then he also pawned his Nintendo Wii. And then the money from his brother, that's all I got.
Miss Wilson, you had a tenant sleeping on the couch, according to you. Not according to him, but according to you, sleeping on the couch. But he was a tenant. Then you keep records, and you keep receipts of the money he gives you. You don't come in here with a good guess and say, I had food, I had utilities. Yeah, he did give me some money in December, and he did have to cover me a little bit, but that was from money he owed me from I can't be bothered with that. Honestly, I can't be bothered with that. Now, you want to get to the damaged furniture, and then I can go for lunch?
His cat had a very bad kneading problem and completely tore it. You'd have to see the pictures. And I also have damaged carpet from him spilling ashtrays and falling asleep with cigarettes and burning my carpet.
That's actually a lie, Your Honor. I don't even smoke.
He did smoke in my house, and Justin is my witness. He was there.
And is that what you're suing him for? The cat damage?
The cat damage, the carpet, and the DVD player.
I didn't hear anything about a DVD player.
I had a DVD player in my living room, and I had asked Brian and my other roommate not to leave it running all night. Neither one of them listened to me, and now it is fried. So my other roommate paid half, I'm just asking for the half from him.
For the record, the half amount is apparently it's $100 to buy a new DVD player. It's cost about $30 at the best store in our town, I checked.
Actually, I have a receipt of $58, so it's only $29.
You want to give me a counterclaim, please?
Yes, Your Honor. I'm just suing for the amount of the 2 days of work I had to take off to move, the U-Haul receipt I had to pay for, and the amount I had to pay a friend to help me move.
That's not happening.
Okay. I didn't even know about
That's
it.
That's not happening. But I want you to tell me, sir, when she told you you had to move.
She actually never did tell me she had to move.
That is
she just told me the lease ended in February, so I told her I was looking for a place because I gave her my rent money.
Don't speak.
I gave her my rent money by December 4th because that's when the rent is due. I came home 2 or 3 days later. They were sharing a bed and my stuff's on the couch. So I said, forget it. I have to go back to work in the morning. So I just slept on the couch and I started looking for a place the first chance I got.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you the victim of a scam? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Prior to coming home and finding your stuff on the couch, where had you been sleeping?
In the bed with her, because we were dating, and my stepfather here can vouch for that, because she introduced herself to them when he met her and my mother at a hospital as my girlfriend. But she doesn't want to say this to everyone because she was lying to everyone about it.
Right.
She's afraid he was going to take her trailer out from under her because he is the priority of leaseholder, not her. I didn't know this till after about the first couple weeks I moved in.
That is a lie. He exactly knew exactly what was going on.
Is your boyfriend back?
He has been back.
Is he back?
Yes, but he was back when Brian lived there.
Good. Goodbye. Case is dismissed. Your counterclaim is dismissed. Go and be happy.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
He's just a little lost puppy dog.
Well, she was mad because I left.
Everywhere I went, he had to know everything I was doing.
I mean, I'm not going to come home and find a girlfriend with another guy.
Eavesdropping on everything, always.
Paul Lawson, you've been left. No.
Talking about feelings is...
I've just decided not to date.
Just stay away.